This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday, and we got some ice cream in the building.
We sure do.
I got to give a special shout out to to Nikki from Red Circle Ice
Cream. What's up?
Oh, my bad. I forgot to cut your mic. Big shout out to Nikki from Red Circle Ice Cream. And she brought us some crawfish ice cream.
Crawfish ice cream, guys.
Yeah. Nikki, how in the world did you come up with some crawfish ice cream?
Well, why not, right? We're here in the South. Everybody loves crawfish ice cream, right?
Well, they love crawfish.
They love crawfish. And they're going to love crawfish ice cream even more.
Yeah.
You know, eating with my family and friends, sauce is dripping down my arms. Mm-hmm. I got an epiphany. I'm known as the ice cream lady, so why not?
Why not?
Why not?
You know, Nikki, I think you need a little more energy and giddiness. just a little. You need to be a little happier.
Right? Just a little
You need to be a little happier. Don't be so down on yourself all
but
the time.
But you know what? Red Circle's motto is eat ice cream, live happy. So
well,
you
are
go.
It. Yeah, yeah. You are it.
So how many people actually buy this ice cream?
We have had this for over 6 years. So there's a reason why we make it for every crawfish season. Mm-hmm. And we always sell out.
That's crazy.
That's great. And y'all tried the ice cream during the break.
I was honest with you, Nikki. I said, I'm skeptical. All right. I'm just going to be honest. I want to lie.
And he had a real serious face,
and
too.
I did. I had a serious face, which is not often. But then I had a scoop, and then I had another one. And I was like, well, dang. That's pretty
that
dang
works,
good.
That works, right? Yeah. Right? Super creamy, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So how did you make the actual ice cream part taste so much like crawfish? Because the ice cream part tasted like crawfish flavor.
So, you know, with ice cream, it's one of those things where you've got to do sweet and salty at the same time, right? And you don't want to take away from either of those profiles. Mm-hmm. But with crawfish, you got to boil it down and to get that intense flavor, right? So that's what we did with the ice cream. We had to really boil it down to get that intense flavor to pull through with the cream. Mm-hmm. And so I think that you taste it through and through, crawfish all the way, right?
I keep taking spoonfuls because I'm like, there's no way that, and it just keeps hitting me in that way. How long did it take you to revise this recipe, though? Because doesn't seem like a thing where you just drop it in and boom,
hey,
it's done.
I'm the ice cream lady. One shot, baby.
Really?
One shot.
Seriously?
Yeah. Touchdown, wow. One shot.
Wow.
So what's the wildest flavor you ever made as far as ice cream? Okay, because I feel like this is pretty wild, but I feel like you got more tricks up your sleeve.
So, Figgy, you know, we've got over 150 rotating flavors, and our next flavor is, it's not too crazy. It's durian ice cream. So you never know what a durian ice cream is?
What is
I've never had a durian. I've heard of it.
What have you heard of? It's like this custard-like fruit, but it's banned in like a lot of Southeast Asian countries because it's so pungent.
Okay.
The smell will just hit you hard.
Okay.
But we make it. We have it available now at Red Circle Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely got to try it. You guys, ride to station. Let's make it a party. And you can go down there and try some durian ice cream at the store. But we've got also other flavors right now. Our flavor right now that we're featuring is mango sticky rice.
I didn't taste that one. I did the other two. But those are delicious.
It's really, really good. Yeah. And I brought you some other samples, of course. We got hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. I tried that one.
And that one right there, Clint from the other show, he tried it and he was just like, I can't wrap my brain around that. It's hot Cheetos.
That's exactly
so
right.
So we really try to create flavors that, you know, people eat every single day and mm-hmm. go, okay, well, I can't imagine eating that as an ice cream. And then when they have it, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's crawfish. It's hot Cheetos. It's durian ice cream.
Yeah, that was me.
We've got chocolate and vanilla too.
That was me.
You know, for those folks that just want chocolate and vanilla.
Sure, yeah.
You know? But we're also known for our churros.
The churros.
We make
good.
Freshly hot churros, right, guys?
Yeah.
And so when you put the churros with the ice cream, it just makes it a whole texture and a whole other level.
What kind of churros do you have? Like, what type of flavors?
So we've got anything from our signature cinnamon sugar. We've got fruity pebbles, dulce de leche.
That was mine.
You know, fruity pebbles, Nutella. We've got it. You want it? We've got it for you. And we make it fresh every single day.
All right. So our text line that are the folks texting in, 713-572-4610, are already kind of putting up a challenge. My co-host here is a huge smoker and griller.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, what's next? Smoked brisket ice cream. Would that even be possible in
you
your mind?
You know what? A few years ago in the rodeo session, we actually had a barbecue flavored ice cream. And
what?
That did really well as well.
Unbelievable.
So whatever you think of, I can probably create it for you.
All right.
That is crazy. So how which one of your ice cream flavors was the most controversial flavor?
For sure.
That was
it's gotta be our crawfish ice cream thing.
Yeah.
Really?
For sure.
Okay.
And that's a no brainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a lot of hate a little bit to begin with, but then slowly when we, you know, presented it at the store and people came out to try it, they were like, this works.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, you know?
It does.
So it really works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a small business here in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and we have just had a tremendous amount of support around this flavor, and a lot of people just coming in and saying, we love it. It's really good. Keep doing what you're doing. And mm-hmm. we just love the support. And we do also have two other stores. They're franchise stores out in Pearland,
mm-hmm.
out in Sugarland. So go out and support. If you can't make it out to the Chinatown location, we're here to serve you our wonderful ice cream, waffles, and churros.
Have you ever seen anyone that tried one of these crazy flavors that actually, like, had to throw up or vomit?
You know what? They came close, but then we you know, so for people that don't kind of believe that the crawfish ice cream is going to work for them, I give them a chaser.
Okay.
So I prepare them. So I you know, because I'm not a good person. I don't know how to do CPR yet. You know, so I don't want to have to do that in the store. You know, get a defibrillator or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I give them a little chaser.
Yeah.
So we kind of lead them to it. You know,
mm-hmm.
we hold your hand through the whole process and make it real, real fun.
That's good.
All right, so you talk about supporting. I see you. You're wearing your U of H Cougars hat.
Go Cougs! Go Cougs!
What's been the experience watching the Cougs this year for you?
You know what? I'm an alumni, right? So
mm-hmm.
you got to love Coach Sampson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is just... I went to the game at the last game of the season, and I was able to get courtside seats.
Oh!
And so, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And the speech that he gave at the end
mm-hmm.
of the season, it was just amazing. I mean, everybody was just like... Yes, roof and everything. It was amazing to see it real close up and everything. The players, coach, it's a camaraderie, obviously.
Have we gotten any local athletes to try some of these ice creams?
We have not, but we would love to have all the athletes come in, you know, throw it down with us at Red Circle Ice Cream.
The first thing I thought of is, like, what would Kelvin Sampson say trying to eat the...
Well, you had him at U of H alum.
He'll probably do it just for that. That's
right. Yes,
you had
yes.
him at that. My only question for you is, can you just work on your attitude a little bit? You just
okay.
pick it up a little bit. But it's very endearing.
And thank you so much.
Very,
thank
very
you so
good.
Much for having me. I appreciate
yeah.
you guys so much.
Yeah.
I'll get you out of here on this. So if you had to come up with one flavor based off of this show, what type of flavor ice cream would you come up with?
Okay.
You know what? Let's put that out to the polls for your listeners.
All right.
And then get back to me on that. And now let me go and get into the test kitchen and roll something out for your listeners.
So this is going to be the official In the Loop flavor.
So all your special listeners, hit it up with me. Let me know.
Yeah.
Somebody, we already have a text in. They said, Lopez, this is your moment. You have OG barbecue sauce?
OG barbecue sauce that I make.
Okay. OG sauce ice cream?
OG sauce ice cream.
Oh, that sounds like a big collab with us.
That's
yes,
a big collab.
Yes.
Yes. Let me know. Hit me up.
Yes.
Right. I'm down with it. Hey, can you explain to people, Nikki, where can they get some of this lovely ice cream?
So we're located here in Chinatown at 6838 Ranchester Drive. We're just a few blocks down. It's not that far.
Okay.
Maybe 12, 15 minutes down here.
Yeah.
So come out and check us out. And also our Red Circle ice cream in Sugarland and in Pearland as well.
Man. Well, all right.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Nikki.
Thanks for joining us.
Eat ice cream, live happy.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Obviously.
Thanks for supporting local, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.
How did y'all like the Cheeto one? I haven't tried that.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't see the label.
Was it spicy?
And so I ate it, and I told Reggie, I said, it's got a little kick to it. It's very
it's a
good.
Slow burn,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he goes, well, look at the label. I was like, oh, and I don't even eat. This is a testament. I don't even eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I prefer regular Cheetos, but I like that. That was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't tasted all the other ones. All right, so if I had to try one next, Nikki, what's the next one I should try?
Definitely try our Elmo Crunch ice cream. It's okay. Our signature flavor. It's red for Red Circle ice cream and Elmo, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's our version of cookies and cream, and we can't keep this flavor in stock every single day. Honestly, we sell out all the time.
Awesome.
And it's that good.
Good.
Ooh, I can't wait to try that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have it with our freshly made churros.
Okay. I don't think I can eat that many churros today because I feel like I've already.
I'm going to have to say it like that from
There's
now on.
There's never
on.
Enough oh, yeah. time for churros, right?
Exactly.
Appreciate you, Nikki, for
Thanks so much.
Stopping by.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you for the ice cream.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Oh, you got? I was like, I thought you had something on the backside. Okay, very good.
That's all I got, man.
All right.
Happy Fridays. Ice cream.
Happy Friday. My Friday is very happy. I just keep taking bites of this ice cream like, ain't no way this actually tastes like some crawfish. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Funky Friday, Happy Friday, an ice cream Friday, apparently, and a churro Friday as well.
Churro!
All right. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. I kind of want to do a mock draft check-in, if you're okay.
Yes, sir.
Like, let's do a mock draft check-in. There's been a few of them that have come out with multi-round picks, so I kind of want to do that a little bit. We'll do that next.